Exclusive: Representative Warren Davidson proposes resolution opposing Biden and globalist scheme to add Ukraine to NATO. By Sean Moran on July 9, 2024. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, on Tuesday introduced a resolution stating that the United States should not enter into an agreement to provide security guarantees for Ukraine, nor should it move to add Ukraine to NATO, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Davidson said in a written statement, referring to a 10-year security agreement for Ukraine. President Biden's latest actions are a clear and deliberate attempt to obstruct accountability to the American people for his escalation of a foreign conflict. This dangerous agreement between Joe Biden and Volodymyr Zelensky puts American lives, national security, and sovereignty at risk. President Biden and his globalist allies may be interested in escalating this war and giving up U.S. sovereignty to NATO. But the American people are not, he added. Davidson introduced the House version of a resolution titled No Unconstitutional Security Guarantees to Ukraine, which was proposed by Senators Rand Paul, R.K. White, and Mike Lee, R.U.T. The Biden administration's decision to sidestep the Constitution and the Senate's role in treaty ratification is unacceptable, Lee said in a statement. This agreement not only circumvents the Constitution but also ties the hands of future administrations. Such significant commitments must be subject to thorough scrutiny by the Senate. Paul explained. President Biden's bilateral security agreement with Ukraine commits America to yet another endless war. This deal risks entrapping future administrations to a prolonged military engagement without a clear exit strategy or sufficient burden sharing from our European allies. We must prioritize American interests and avoid endless foreign entanglements. Davidson introduced his version of the resolution as NATO members are likely to declare that Ukraine's path to membership in the alliance is irreversible. The resolution would express, if it passed through Congress, that the House believes that the United States should not enter any bilateral or multilateral agreement to provide security guarantees or long-term security assistance to Ukraine. It would state that any bilateral agreement would not amount to a bridge to Ukraine's membership in NATO. Related: Representative Warren Davidson, Trump has unified the GOP behind him. Davidson also wrote an op-ed for the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft on Tuesday, detailing how more than ever the president, Biden, appears willing to cross any red line against Russia for Ukraine. The Ohio conservative said Biden has crossed multiple red lines that he initially set up to avoid escalation and direct confrontation with a nuclear-armed Russia. In January 2023, the Defense Department said it would send tanks to Ukraine after initially being concerned that M1 Abrams tanks were too complex for Ukrainians to operate. In May 2023, Biden yielded to pressure from Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky and other powers and sent F-16 fighter jets. America is now training Ukrainian pilots. In July 2023, Biden sent cluster munitions, which have long been opposed by humanitarian groups for their long-term effects on civilians. In May 2024, Biden permitted Ukraine to attack certain targets on Russian soil with American-provided long-range missiles, or ATACMS. Now, Biden officials are considering lifting the ban on U.S. military contractors in Ukraine. The importance of this decision should not be understated. Historically, this action is the opening move towards the eventual deployment of U.S. soldiers to a foreign conflict, Davidson charged, noting that America first sent civilian advisors in the 1950s, which led eventually to a full-fledged draft and war in Vietnam. Notably, foreign policy scholars who oppose the Iraq War said last week that they oppose adding Ukraine to NATO, signaling that it could increase the likelihood of a future war with Russia. Davidson argued. Is there any reason to believe that if he opts to put contractors inside Ukraine, President Biden won't at some point succumb to the pressure and barrel through the final red line by deploying U.S. service members to Ukraine? It would be a miscalculation to assume that Russia doesn't see this, and every other red line crossing, as direct U.S. participation in the war. A common argument for supporting the war in Ukraine is that if Russia were to win in Ukraine, then Russian leader Vladimir Putin would continue marching towards the rest of Eastern Europe. As Biden said, Putin would move on to Poland and other places. Research from the Quincy Institute has suggested otherwise, noting that Russia is at a decisive conventional military disadvantage against the NATO alliance. Watch, enough with the BS, J.D. Vance blasts globalists. GOP establishment threatening World War III over Ukraine. Davidson has also called on the Biden administration to formally adopt a strategy for the proxy war against Russia. The Biden administration told Davidson in February that Ukraine's victory is necessary and that Putin cannot simply wait us out. Davidson concluded in his op-ed. If, for whatever reason, President Biden intends his agreement to bind future actions, then Congress must assert its authority and demand that the Senate ratify the Biden-Zelensky security scheme as a treaty. It's the only way to ensure President Biden doesn't stumble through his last red line. He added, Congress holds the sole constitutional authority to declare war, and America is not threatened by an imminent attack by Russia, yet. President Biden may be interested in escalating this war and giving up U.S. sovereignty to NATO, but the American people are not. Davio_158_XML77, by Breitbart News Unscribed. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.